Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. I love talking to you. I wish I could see each one of you in person. I know I can't do that, but I do love being on the radio. I do love being able to talk to you. May this program and the other programs bless you in some way. May they help you to think, what is God doing in my life? What does God want of me? You're not discarded. You're not disposed of. You've been away from God, perhaps for a long time. God's calling for you. He loves you. I pray for you. I pray for those who are far from God as well as those who are very near to Him. I pray. Pray for people. Pray for people that they may come to know the living God. And you will. Call me. Write me. Let me know. All right? I want to hear from you. Brothers and sisters, I have heard from so many of you through all my recuperation. I just really want to thank you for your letters, the masses that were offered, the rosaries that have been prayed for me. I am so grateful. May I find my way into heaven as you want to find your way into heaven. So let's take a look at what the readings for this Sunday, the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first is from the second book of Kings. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of Elisha, the man of God, and his flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant." And Elisha replied, "As the Lord lives whom I serve, I will not take it." And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, "If you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord." Think of that. Someone is totally converted. He sees by the healing of his leprosy. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have miracles going on around us. People are healed of diseases, and there's no known medical reason. Many, many times, brothers and sisters, people are healed. Sometimes the Lord wants to bring them to himself now. But sometimes God wants to heal. We have to ask the Lord, pray for somebody and say, "Lord, I wish this person would be healed, but whatever is your will, Lord, that's what we want. Ultimately, that's what we want." Just pray that way. Talk to the Lord about it. Say, "Lord, teach me more about following your will. Teach me how you tell me what your will is." It may be through the commandments. Certainly it is. Through the scriptures. Absolutely. Through the church. Yes. What do you rely on? What do you look to hear the word of the Lord? It's important, brothers and sisters. It's essential, in fact, because St. Paul tells us if we deny him, he will deny us. And fervent thanksgiving prevents us from ever denying God. That's what we want in our lives every day, a thankfulness for what God has done for us. And even when things seem to go against us, say, "Lord, I know you're here. I know you know what you're doing. It's just hard for me right now. Help me. Strengthen me. Help me." He's right here. Just because you can't see him does not make him real. He's right here. And he wants to speak to you. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Yes, he has. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. He has remembered his kindness. He always knows his kindness and his faithfulness, but he lets us know that he knows it. He wants us to know. Be sure that God is out there in some ethereal world. He's here. He's right here beside you. He's listening to you now. He's listening to me now. He knows what we're saying and what we're doing. We all make mistakes. We all can fail. Sometimes we fail miserably, but God forgives. Do we come home? Do we come to confession? Do we come to the Lord himself and say, Lord, please forgive me? That's what we're doing when we go to confession. We're coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? And he will. That's the important thing. He will. Not just, oh gosh, sorry, and run around. No, we stop and we say, Lord, please forgive me. But he will forgive you. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. So sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song and sing praise. The second letter of Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 to 13, says this, Beloved, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains like a criminal. This is Paul writing to Timothy. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. Our being faithful to the gospel can touch the hearts of others. It can change people's lives. Sometimes we say, oh, nobody notices me. Nobody cares about me. People do see. God points out the way sometimes to people through you. Are you giving him material? Are you giving him reason? Brothers and sisters, it's Paul who's in chains. The gospel is alive. It's just that we in our own hearts have to open to it, because God will never violate our free will. The word of God is not changed. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. It's the perseverance that's one of the hardest things, because you more and more doubt yourself. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. Brothers and sisters, even if we have denied him, even if we have been unfaithful, we can turn right now today, right where you are, wherever you're listening to this program, you can say, Lord, I'm sorry for not trusting you. I'm sorry for thinking that you don't care. When you know every bone of my body, you know everything about me. Lord, help me to put my trust in you. Help me to follow you. Lead me, Lord. Take time today to ponder that. There might be a little more time on Sunday. Take the time to ponder it. And ask God, am I relying on you? Am I turning to you? Do I love you? Am I willing to follow you? Are my needs more important than yours? Well, they might be in competition sometimes, but who wins? It should be God. Lord, what you want of me, I will do. And if you ask that to God and there's no answer, then keep doing what you're doing. But in some way, somebody will say something to you. You'll pick up a book in the next half hour that'll say something, or you see something, believe it or not, on TV that might say something to you. And you say, oh, that's what I should pay attention to. God will give you all kinds of ways for listening for his voice. Test them out with the scripture. If it's anything that violates the scripture, it's not God. Some other thought got in there. Always check it out. But brothers and sisters, or ask your pastor too, I think the Lord's saying this to me. Is it true? Should I follow this? What should I do? Because we want in all circumstances, everything, good times, bad times, times when we succeed, times when we fail, everything belongs to God. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we have to fail to learn wisdom, to gain understanding, to gain insight about ourselves, about the world, and in whom do we put our trust in this world. Make sure that who you put your trust in trusts in God. Then look to them. Ask them for help. In the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, as Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. Think of that. 10 lepers. Must have been a pretty bad sight. Must have been pretty smelly and painful. They stood at a distance from him, and they raised their voices. They wouldn't even come close, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Notice that he didn't just instantaneously heal them. It was a little bit of time in there. Did they trust God? They were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. Brothers and sisters, he was a Samaritan. He was not part of the followers of Christ at that point. Brothers and sisters, how grateful are you for what people do for you? Little things and in big things. Certainly the big things, you might say, "Oh, thanks." But do we really thank people? Many times people do things for us that we take for granted. Don't. Always be thankful. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He's very good at that. He's very good at reminding us. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to be grateful for what God has done. And this Samaritan, Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? And then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith have saved you." It might have been beginning faith, who knows? But he obeyed. He did what God told him to do. Little thing, but he did them, and he came back to thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. How many times when something goes right, do we just say, "Oh, good, thank God," or something like that? When in reality, we need to stop. We need to really take a moment to thank him, to ask him, "Lord, I'm not worthy of your goodness to me, but I receive it. I receive it because you are such a good God." Do we thank him when we're in the midst of trials? No, we usually don't. Stop and say, "Lord, why is this trial coming to me? There's a reason. You want to show me something. Help me, Lord." That's hard to say because you just want to get rid of it. That's all you want to do is get rid of it. Just stop and say, "Lord, I mean, look at my own life. Do I thank him for a stroke?" No, I don't. I don't, honestly. But I do thank him for this time that he gave me to look over my life, to seriously look over my life, to seriously ask the Lord what he wants of me. It was a great blessing to me, so I thank him. I thank him for giving me this time to pay closer attention to him and what he's asking of me and what he wants me to do. Brothers and sisters, there are so many people who have helped me. There's so many people who have gone a long way to help me. Certainly the doctors, certainly the caregivers. I am very, very grateful for all those who have given me, and nurses and medical people of all kinds. They've given me so much help, and I am so grateful. Listen to his voice. He will lead you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.